Hey, hi, hello, and welcome to another episode of Point to Point. It's the show where I drive from one point to another and try to get to the point. Today's point is not a point, it is simply a retrospective. If you are listening to this right now, it means that within the next 24 hours, I'm wary to say magnum opus, but the single biggest project I have worked on for 70% complete will be out. It is the giant Avowed video that I have alluded to for what feels like months, probably longer than that though. This is the kind of retrospective video on Avowed, surrealism as art, and how Avowed is a working title, a surrealist masterpiece. It covers everything that you kind of expect from a 70% complete thing. There's some good deep analysis in there. There's obviously deviations into the lore of Pillars of Eternity. Some chit-chat about politics, as is my wont. And the mythology and everything of Pillars and kind of how it all comes together into a thematic core in Avowed that I think, as I open the video, I think a lot of people have missed. And maybe explains why some people were so grumpy about the game. It's more limited options, I would say, compared to something that Obsidian has done in the past, like New Vegas. But I mostly just wanted to spend some time to like chit-chat about the video. Obviously, you probably have not seen it. It is quite a long one. I think it clocked in at 1 hour and 24 minutes. And I know that sounds daunting to people who typically do not watch 1 hour and 24 minute video essays. There are chapter markers in there. It's another like fun test thing that I've been doing on this video to try to learn how all this stuff works. So it is ripe for return viewing if the first bits don't, you know, if you don't want to hang around for the entire thing the first time through. I think the thing that maybe like the broader point I want to make about this video specifically, beyond just the, you know, the material video that it is how rewarding it's been to work on this project. You'll see, if you make it to the end, you will see a very long credits section. And that involves everything from the like archival video that I've pulled of artists talking and some of the funny title sequence bits that I have. You'll see references to almost 30 pieces of different artwork from real ass museums that I have pulled in there to kind of illustrate my point and kind of like show off and be the thing that we've talked about before about the site, like being a gateway to finding something you like. Each of those pieces are labeled in the video, so my hope is that, you know, if you're watching and you're like, whoa, that's an interesting painting, you'll pause the video, read the tag, and then, you know, maybe go learn something about another artist. Because this video mostly focuses on René Magritte, which I think is, I guess, a teeny tiny spoiler for what this video is. But if you know that name, you kind of already knew where I was going when I said it was a surrealist video game. I think that that's kind of like the thing I've been most excited about is the gateway piece of it, like elevating all of this, but then also trying to find, like, to me, this video is an act of collage almost, which you will see in some other stuff that pops up in the video. But like the original process for this project, before I even had recorded video, I was pulling up links on the Internet Archive and starting to pull things from, you know, Dragonlance magazine and the old AD&D manuals that are up there and using them as like actual as literal collage pieces that show up in the video in different ways. But also just at, like the entire thing is an act of collage. Like it is smashing together gameplay video, archival footage of people, animations that are pulling from old magazines and like funny, like real funny, man, remember the 80s? And it's just like pulling a bunch of this stuff together, because I think like when you pull back a little bit from this video about the, about like the surrealism, the theme of everything, one of the probably most prominent pieces of, I guess, like techniques of surrealism that we have, I have interacted with in my past and did not know that it was surrealism until very recently. But the idea of the exquisite corpse artwork, like technique, where basically you've most likely done this in third grade and maybe not since then, or at weirdly, these things are related, I assume, weirdly at some like corporate icebreaker. It's the idea where you fold up a piece of paper into segments and someone draws a drawing and then you overhang it just a little bit under the folds. And then before you pass it on to the next person, you cover up the part of the drawing you did and then open up a new segment for them to draw on. And then everyone just kind of free expressions their way into a figure or a thing, so that at the end of the group activity, you open it up and there is an absurdist creation there. And that's really like when I thought about the original title sequences to how I was going to do this video, this idea didn't actually make it into the video, but it is how I have been thinking about the entire project at large, is that it is this weird exquisite corpse where, you know, I'm talking about paintings from the 1920s and also a video game from the 2020s, and how all of this stuff meshes together is just such a weird, absurdist mashup that at the end of the day comes away looking weird and twisted and strange, but somehow cohesive. Or at least that's the goal, you know? At this point, the moment this video goes out into the public, it's no longer mine, and people can start to make their own assumptions on it. But I've been thinking about this project a lot loftier than I do my normal video essays, just by virtue of the size and the time commitment I put into it, which is, I've done some very back of the napkin math. I've been thinking about if I do have another project like this lined up, which I'm in the middle of finding out if I do or not, I want to maybe start time tracking it a little bit closer so I have some fun data to share. But just like real back of the napkin math, I think that I have spent close to 150 hours on this project. And so I don't know if 150 hours to 1.5 hours of video is good. Is that efficient? I don't know. But just to like really put into perspective, like, not just the amount of time it takes to capture the footage, not just the time it takes to like edit together 800 clips and like smash them all together, or, you know, all the other time that goes into, which I feel like when we talk about projects like this, it's not active time doing the thing, which ends up kind of, you know, not you know, quote unquote, not counting, but, you know, I spent hours and hours sitting in YouTube windows looking at DaVinci Resolve tutorials on how to do a lot of stuff. There are cutout animations that I am incredibly proud of. I think there's like less than a minute of them in there, and those took me probably 2 days to make, and then another week of watching tutorials to figure out how to do it. And so this video has turned into this weird catalyst and like making me think about the stuff that I put out in a different light. Like, now that I have this animation style, like we've kind of talked about this in the horror discussion and in some of the other stuff that's come up on the show before, but just like how I want 70% Complete to be a gateway site where we can, you know, Logan and I can kind of introduce you to new things, whether that's new games, new philosophical concepts, or in, you know, in this particular instance, new styles of art. I also like this being a thing that is like a taste definer. So at like talking about those animations, right? Like I have worked incredibly hard on making really silly, cool animations in here. And each one of these videos, as we kind of talked about a little bit, I think maybe, I don't know if it actually made the cut, but at the end of an episode of the most recent episode that's coming out in 2 weeks of the Content Mill, we talked about how like one of my first actual video essays is about Starfield. And I've gone back since then and like gone back and watched that. And there are definitely pieces of how I make videos still in that video and the Avowed video. Like there's a lot of style comparisons there that I think you can make, but it's also this refinement. Like as you continue to spend more time working on this stuff, you hone it down into what is your style, and you know, you can kind of develop new things. And I still don't think I'm there. Like I'm still trying to figure out what a lot of the content I make looks like, and trying to find a way to differentiate it both on theme and focus and also on style. But those animations like that, you know, that little like one minute, maybe two of cutout animations, which granted is like cribbing from one of my favorite comedy things, which I will let you discover what that is. There's also a clip of that in the video, is like starting to hone towards like, okay, like this is something that is mostly quickly repeatable that I can do. And the whole point of it is that it's like slapdash and jaunty. So it like has a tone and a feel to it instead of the stuff that I've been trying to do and like finding a difference between like, you know, how does my video essay work differently than just man staring at camera talking over gameplay footage? And I think this is starting to get there, which I'm excited about. What else? This video has been, it's been a big project. You also may have noticed that the 70% site has not been as, we'll say, populated with brand new stuff in the past couple weeks. And I have slowed down on doing actual plays, and I have like, I think I have close to 45 demos sitting in my Steam library that I am just like waiting to do Let's Try videos of. And that is 100% to get this thing across the finish line. I really think that this video is like, it is definitely the best thing I have made for the channel. It is probably the best thing that I have made for 70% complete on the whole. And it really is like a labor of love, and it basically points to the things that Logan and I have always talked about as things that intrigue us about video games and media at large, and stuff we want to talk about that I think is like engaging and fun, and hopefully is a way to, you know, if you don't love Avowed the first time, maybe this is a way to bring you in to like, you know, recognize something about Avowed that you didn't like before, or put it in a new context to like change how you feel about that, or give you another tool to think about media going forward. Because I think that's kind of the bigger thing that we've always talked about, is that like I want to make this video about surrealism and empire and the soul, but I also want to teach you about surrealism and how it is a method for, you know, it is another lens that you can look through art with. And, you know, I have not done the work, but I want you to be able to watch this video and say, oh, interesting, surrealism is like an interesting way of doing art, and they believe this thing, and here's like a very broad level way to think about the artwork that they made and what they want to do with it. Now let me apply that to Killzone. You know, like pick something that is like interesting and weird, and then find a way to, you know, just look at it through a different lens and think about it that way. It doesn't have to be, you know, Alice in Wonderland, mushrooms everywhere, or bright neon colors and you know, blue-skinned fish people or anything. Like you can use this for critical analysis in other venues, which is the stuff that I'm really excited about. Like that's the stuff that always gets me really interested in YouTube essays, where, you know, you've told me a good story and I've learned something new, but I also have picked up something and I brought it forward. And that's kind of my hope for where this goes. like I said, there's a couple of other videos that I'm working on in the pipeline right now. One of the things I wanted to do this year was start to do a little bit more simultaneous production on this stuff, because it does feel very weird that the last video I published, like the last actual video essay I published, was back in August, I think. So it'll be good to have something new out. And then I have an essay on, you know, simulation theory and Expedition 33. Hopefully that game is still in the zeitgeist when that thing comes out. I'm sure it will be. But yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on the channel, and I have a lot of exciting things to do. I'm running through the video one last time today just to kind of do like a quality check on it, and then that bad boy is going to be uploaded. Hopefully this afternoon or tomorrow morning, you will be able to sit down and at least watch through the first couple chapters of the Avowed video during your lunch break or something. And then, you know, we'll see what happens from there. Hopefully, you know, hopefully this is how I get I get my millions from YouTube. I think you put out a big video and it just happens. I'm pretty sure that's what happened with like H-Bomber Guy or something. He just put out like a 3-hour video and they said, here's your money, please. But yeah, I'm excited for this thing to come out. I'm excited for the next project. And depending on what my schedule looks like, I think maybe Friday we're going to take it easy and I'm going to put out some smaller stuff, but, we'll see what happens. No promises. I do still have to get back to Jet in the Far Shore. And also I have a bunch of really weird demos that I really, really want to play. I have not played a video game from 2026 yet, in this year. And we are what at, yeah. Okay. Just so we're in early February now, and that has not happened. So I'm like getting ready to ramp up into the rest of the year, but I wanted to get this one out. I've been very committed to getting this video out, and I'm very excited for everyone to see it. So yeah, keep an eye on youtube.com/@70%complete. That video will be hitting soon. I will have some other stuff coming out around that. I ended up recording, I think, like 7-ish hours of just gameplay video that I talked through. It's very light commentary, but I talked through about like other thematic pieces that I picked up from the game. You can kind of hear some of my behind the scenes thoughts about the video as it's being developed, because I was capturing before some of the stuff had even been written or recorded. So I'll probably put those up as like related videos at the end of that one, if you want to watch some Avowed gameplay with no music and also some really light commentary. I think it was interesting to actually just do that and, you know, point out some of the weird choices that they made in Avowed. Like one of the ones that I talk about in that video that I think is worth mentioning that doesn't come up in the video at all is how Obsidian uses the conversation order of things that you can select, and making users use like the D-pad or go like use the analog stick to go down and choose an option. And it's the thing where for the most part the game defaults to like normal run-of-the-mill, don't make anyone angry, generally good option is the first option. So in dialogue, for the most part, you would be able to just kind of like hammer A to get through the dialogue, and you would end up with the mostly good option for all dialogue options, except for the last conversation you have with, I guess like the ending conversation you have that is like the moral core of the game. No spoilers. I do spoil it in the video, but you know, no spoilers. And how in order to make the good option, you do have to physically like move the cursor down to do that. And I think that there's a really interesting thing going on there where they are making you think about it and they are making you actively choose to, you know, make this choice. And I think that's like a weird piece of UI that ends up being really thematic and core to the game. But it's just how you interact with the menu, which I think is something that a lot of people, like, if you don't sit down and think about the order of these things, I don't think it would ever hit you. And it like wouldn't be like a thematic piece of the game to you, but I think that it's still like smart and intentional, and that means something. So I talk about that stuff, a bunch of other stuff in there. You can watch me live. Well, live. You can watch me accidentally delete a save I needed and then have to find my way around it, which is fun. That is the one point of frustration I've had with this video, was that one time I deleted a save. But yeah, that's enough rambling on this thing. I'll probably do a bigger retrospective on a different podcast or maybe on a different episode of this. But I just wanted to like give you a little bit of behind the scenes of how this video has gone and like the things that excite me about it and what I hope will excite you about it too. Because at the end of the day, like, I made this for me and I have fully convinced myself that no one will watch this. So number one, prove me wrong. Go watch it, go like, go subscribe. But also know that like this was a thing that was made with love and was made with care and made with excitement. I was incredibly enthusiastic about this project, basically top to bottom. And I hope that comes through in the project. So go check it out. It will be available within the next 24 hours. If you're following me anywhere, it will be out there. I'm toying with the idea of putting out an audio version in the 70% complete feed, but I really think the visuals sell this one. I really think it's important to sit down and watch it. So we'll see what happens. But thanks for hanging out with me. I know this is a little bit longer than the typical point-to-point. I have to run into this grocery store now and get some sundries, perhaps some snacks for my first full watch through of the video. But thanks for hanging out. We'll catch you next time. Like I said, 70%complete.com. Go follow us on the YouTube so you can be there when that video hits. But otherwise, have a good rest of your day. And we'll catch you next time. See ya.